something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Power of Meditation.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you a story. Years ago, a lady went to her pastor who really believed the teachings of God's word in the power of meditation. She had a daughter who was behaving very badly and would leave home for long periods of time and run off with some man somewhere, you know. And this Christian woman was so frustrated by the situation. And she went to a pastor and she said, "My daughter is driving me nuts. She's terrible. She's of the devil. I think the devil gave me this girl." And the pastor said, "Sister, you are in a bigger problem than your daughter." And she said, "Pastor, why?" He said, "Because as long as you see your daughter this way, that's what you're going to have." She didn't understand it. Then he said, "Haven't you been praying about it?" She said, "Yes." He said, "So why isn't there a change?" She said, "I don't know, but I've been praying." Then the pastor said, "Let me show you from the word of God how to make your prayers come true. Because there are some things you don't just pray. God already showed us what to do." So she was listening. And the pastor said, "Right, my daughter is a wonderful girl and she's coming home." And he said, "No, pastor, she's not a wonderful girl. She's so bad." She interrupted the pastor. Her mind was still full of anger. The pastor said, "You want a solution, don't you?" She said, "Yes." "Then follow the instruction." "Right, my daughter is a wonderful girl and she's coming home." And so she wrote it down. Then the pastor said to her, "Right, nice things about your daughter. Try." And so she tried and wrote nice things about her daughter. "Oh, she's a beautiful girl. She's coming home. She's doing nice things. She's helping other people." And she's writing all these beautiful things about her daughter, who's in some hotel somewhere, you know, misbehaving with some other guy somewhere. But the pastor said, "You've got to learn to have in your mind a picture of what you want. If you can't create it, it will never happen." So the lady wrote that down, and the pastor said, "Read this every day, several times a day, and read it to yourself several times a day until you can say it without reading it, until you become so excited about it. It's in your mind. You just so love it. And you can see it." Then she said, "All right." So the pastor said, "That's when we will pray together. When you can't believe it, we will pray." So she went back. And for several days, she's going through this difficulty of fighting between, you know, what she thinks in her mind about her daughter in the circumstances and what the pastor says, "This is how you can create what you want." But she's trying. She's going through it every day, several times a day. And you know what? After several weeks, and the girl wouldn't come home. She's like, she's gone. And she's not hearing from her daughter anymore. So she came to church one day, and she's so excited. She says, "Pastor, guess what?" And started saying all these things so happily. "My daughter's a wonderful girl. She's so beautiful. She's coming home. She's helping other people. You know, she's so excited." The pastor had to say, "Calm down, calm down, calm down. Has she come now?" "Oh, Pastor, she's coming home. She's coming home. She's so excited." Then pastor says, "Oh, he got it." Then he says, "Now, let's join together and decree that these things that you have stated will come to pass." And right there and then, they decreed that this will come to pass. And she went back home. 3 nights later, they're sleeping at home. There's a knock at the door. She just knew it had to be her daughter. She just knew it had to be. And she comes to the door, and right away, "Hello," she says, and it's her daughter. She walks in. "Please forgive me. Please forgive me. I did this. I did that." And the mom says, "Don't worry about it. I knew you were coming. I knew you were coming." And they reconciled. She gave her life to Christ right there and received the Holy Spirit. Think about it. Think about it. Nothing is impossible. All we have to do is use what God has given to us. If you will meditate on God's word, you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. It'll produce its message in you. It'll produce it in you. Think today. What do you want to see in your life? What part of the word do you want to see in your life? Is it more wisdom you want manifested in your life? Is it health? Have you been having health challenges? And you're thinking, "I really want to be healthy. I don't want to be going for those drugs and the other anymore. I want to be healthy and sound." Is that what you want? Or is it your finances? Don't think about those who are paying you or not paying you. Those who are owing you. No, don't think about them. Think about our wonderful Heavenly Father who supplies all our needs, all our desires, everything we ever require for life and godliness. Think about Him and think like this world belongs to you. And all you want or need or require is coming to you by free course. Hallelujah. Think like that. You'll be amazed at the results. What I want you to do at this moment is take the next few minutes and contrive. Practice this. Use your mind. Try to think of something that you want, the way you want it to be, not the way it is, but how you want it. Hold a picture in your mind of a situation that's been on your mind. And I want you to think of how you really want it to be. What do you want to see next about this situation? Picture it. Try to create a picture and see, will that picture make you happy? All right? Will it make you happy? Would you be excited about it? What do you want this picture to be? Okay? So set your mind on it. You just have a few minutes. Get a picture. That's just what I want you to do. Get a picture of what you want. Whether it's about your job, about your life, about your body, whatever it is, your finances, anything. Just think about it. In fact, you can even try to write it down if you want to. Just write what you want and then start having that picture in your mind exactly the way you want it. So let's go.
Still to come in this inspiring teaching,
Christ is a place. See, Christ is a person. Christ is also a title. But beyond all of that, Christ is a place. So he says, now that you're born in this environment called Christ, I want you to live here. I want you to have the mentality that you have, that you're supposed to have, that you develop, that you're given through the Word and the Holy Ghost in Christ.
Listen and be blessed.
Colossians chapter 2, from verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. And I said for us to meditate on this portion of the Bible, because it's loaded with information, with truth. And we will discuss this. I want to point something to you there. In that sixth verse, it says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Is in verse 6. It says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Now, what it says, as ye have received Christ Jesus, the word is paralambano. And paralambano means to receive into association. It means to join yourself with, to receive closely. So it's a word of association, a word of relationship. So you're actually coming into a relationship. So you're joining yourself with him, or he is received in such a relationship that you become one with him. That's what that word means. So it says, as ye have received the Lord, it's talking about Jesus, you've received him. You've joined yourself with him. You've come into a close relationship with him. That means receiving him into nearness, into association. See, he says, now walk in him, live in him, walk in him. In other words, we've been born into a new environment called Christ. See, you no longer think like you're of this world, because you're no longer of this world. When you're born again, you're born into Christ. You're born into a new environment.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.